This is KUT. It's been 2 weeks since Proposition 1 failed and ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft left Austin, and since then, various companies have promised to step up and fill the void, Wings, Fair, and GetMe, among others. On Monday, local tech leaders announced the creation of yet another company, and as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, this one will work a bit differently.
It's called Ride Austin, and it would be run as a nonprofit.
But what does that really mean about how the business works?
Great question. That's Joe Lemont, one of the co-founders of Ride Austin. As a nonprofit, he says,
we can pay drivers more, yet still have the low prices that the riders have come to expect.
Ride Austin representatives say they'll charge $1.50 per mile and 25 cents per minute, a little more than Uber and Lyft, a little less than local cabs. Drivers will get 80% of the fare, same as Uber and Lyft. But Lemont says that cut could grow as startup costs go away. And then there's this.
We don't have to protect the data like it's our huge asset. It is a huge asset, but it's the communities.
Historically, Uber and Lyft have fought the release of data. Ride Austin says it'll embrace an open data model, sharing numbers with the city and researchers. Current city law requires plenty of that already. Ride-hailing companies must report a number of things on a monthly basis, including pickups and drop-offs in each zip code. Then there are other fingerprinting requirements. Ride Austin says it will pay for drivers to get fingerprint background checks in an effort to attract as many drivers as possible. But back to the nonprofit ride-hailing model. There's one other thing Ride Austin says it can offer.
Hey, let's find a way that we can actually benefit the local charities.
This is another Ride Austin co-founder, Andy Treba.
Let's have a little feature in the app where you can just click it over to the side and keep it that way, and where you round up all your fares. And that money goes to whatever charity that you decide.
If a ride costs $7.50, you can round that up to $8, sending that extra 50 cents to my favorite local charity. Other ride-hailing companies have struggled to fill Uber and Lyft's shoes since they left, getting mixed or negative reviews for availability of drivers. It remains to be seen how Ride Austin will perform. The big picture its creators seem to be pushing Monday is that some in the tech community are ready to, quote, heal the wounds created by Prop 1. Co-founder Lemont was the biggest donor to a political action committee that tried to recall Councilmember Ann Kitchen after she fought to require fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. Here's Lemont.
I believe that what we are showing here is that both sides are putting the past behind them and moving forward with what's best for Austin.
Ride Austin says it will be up and running by mid-June, starting only with downtown and airport pickups. The company says once it scales up, it will start offering rides beginning anywhere in the city. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.